There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
To shake out the cobwebs and get into the invention mode, the brain mode, the cellular mode. John Cremins and Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions as a participatory member in this group, selling hardware and software on quality value television or HSN or whatever it is. He does HSN here, right? Not QVC.
Yeah, he does HSN in the States and then overseas, all like QVC outlets.
All right, so he's on the air now,
yes,
giving us an example of what it's like to pitch some of the products that we talk about here. Here's how to do it. Here he is on
Acos on when you're going to your sister's house and you don't know what she uses. This is not a big giant tub of detergent. It's great for travel. It's great for really anywhere you need it to go.
This is his laundry sheets.
Really? One day only offer. Normally, we're talking today's special. This is truly
planned
to sell out today.
He looks like he's in high school.
You will be able to get
seriously. I'm not kidding you.
Free shipping.
Well, the guy is. I know a lot more about him than I need to.
Really?
And that guy, his name's Brett Chuckerman. And if you look at him on TV, he looks like he should be a junior high school student.
Maybe keep one and share this with your sister, your mom.
That's a lot of credibility for the audience.
Stuff on sale.
But see, with Acos, what he does is, I mean, this is his laundry sheet. This is where he took, he looks like a. Not only you look at a wet wipe and you pull it out of the canister.
Yeah.
And so it looks like a wet wipe, but inside that it has your stain remover, it has your detergent, it has your softener, it has everything that you normally would put in your laundry, but it all goes in one sheet, and one sheet will do the entire load of laundry.
Why is this happening?
Yeah. Well, and he's got the patent on that. Think about that for a second.
Where did this come from?
Well, he had originally started it with a product that he had. His first cleaning product was called Stains Around, right?
Yeah.
And then it evolved into S2O. Well, he created a laundry sheet. He patented that process of having all the laundry detergents put into a regular sheet, a moist towelette, if you will, that you could put in your laundry.
Yeah.
And it works. I mean, the stuff works.
Now he's got these two big beakers out, and he's putting drops of whatever it is into the beakers. Now he's going to drop the what he calls the blue stuff, your laundry detergent, in one, and then he's putting something in another. I love all these little science experiments that he does while he's on here. He had two washing tubs, and he threw one sheet with oil and one washing tub with the blue stuff, and then he threw another washing sheet in another tub with his thing, and of course, his one came out nice and clean, and the other one was still
all right. And what he's doing now is called soil redeposition, and meaning that this is stuff that where they actually test washing machines, right? So when you do your regular laundry, it goes through the laundry cycle, and all that dirty water gets stuck in there, and it gets redeposited back on your clothes. Well, this laundry sheet that he's created actually makes it so when you do your laundry, that stuff doesn't stay on your clothes. It's like a barrier, if you will. So your clothes come out, they don't have the soil, the grimy, that dirty water that's swirling around, right? It's weird. I mean, I don't know. It's all scientific.
It's just funny to listen to him for a second.
He's whiter, a little brighter. Yeah. He's got that orange tinge to it. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what happened there. His T-shirt, the dirt, redeposited. That's why you use bleach whitening agent. Mine is a secret formula. It prevents dirt from redepositing.
Secret
whites
formula.
Whites will be whiter. Whites will be brighter. The oil and the grease and grime will come out faster, and it's convenient, and you save hundreds of dollars.
He's the mad scientist of laundry. But that's it. I mean, so basically, I mean, he takes them through a journey, right? He starts out, tells you, why you want to, get it. And he sets up the problem of what normal laundry does. And then he pulls up all the things. He's got like a 20-pound bucket of, like, the oxygen booster. Then he brings up the big, the 25-pound big box of stuff you get at one of, like, Costco or something. And then he starts pulling all this stuff up. And he goes, this is what you normally do with your laundry. It's like a concoction. It's like a bunch of stuff. And he goes, well, this is all you need. And he pulls out the sheet. So he's giving you the problem. And now the solution is that one sheet. And then he goes through. It's all scientific, but it works. It's just this particular cell. I mean, it's interesting to do. It's kind of difficult in a way. There's a lot of inner working parts that are working together to make that pitch work.
Yeah, I think that what happens here is because we're interested in helping people promote their products, ACOS certainly makes a good teacher, a good demonstration of how to do it right. So those of you who want to get in on the invention creation department into the entrepreneurial world of having your own business, you need to know how to pitch your product. Today we're going to have a pedicure pedestal described by Mark and Jeanette Peterson. That'd be pretty interesting. How did we do yesterday with Margie Farrago? Well, she didn't show up yesterday.
Yeah, she didn't show up yet.
Did we ever hear from her? Whatever happened to her?
Yeah, we did. We're gonna reschedule her. We'll be back now till because we have inventors all the way out now. This whole year starting to get filled up.
Really?
Filled up rather. So right now there's a space I think in the beginning of April that we were able to give her. So we're going to try to squeeze her in, and we'll get her back on.
I didn't lose a lot of sleep about it.
Well, I do. I don't like that. I like to, you know, if we tell them something and they confirm it, I like to make sure that we're able to get them on. And I felt bad about that, so I asked Tammy in our office to try to get her on as fast as possible.
I didn't feel bad at all. Does that sound cruel? I didn't feel bad at all. Nothing about it made me feel bad.
But see, I do. I'm a caring guy.
I know you are.
I've got a big heart.
Guy. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to bring you to the hayfield this summer and teach you how to.
I've already done that.
Yeah.
You can't teach me anything on the farm. Remember, I used to bale hay in the summer.
Yeah.
I used to bale hay in rural Wisconsin. You know, that was one of my ways of making money.
Still do that.
All right.
So we've got ACOS selling things on home shopping. We've got our people in here. In the next half hour, you're going to meet this husband and wife team. I'm assuming husband and wife, they're not brother and sister. Have you had a pedicure? When's the last time you had a pedicure?
I do my own.
Do you?
I don't like going in. What do you do for your feet? I've got soft feet.
But toenails
and stuff, I do that on my own, just like I do my hands.
Listening to him berating you, John.
I know he is, but you know what?
Don't go in and get pedicures.
No, but listen to this, though. I've never in my life, I shouldn't say that. I did one time, I had somebody do my nails. Okay, I went into one of those shops, and I couldn't take it. I couldn't stand the talk and the conversation around me. So I was like, oh, my God, get me out of here.
That's what happens. I went to get a haircut yesterday, and that's as an anecdotal sort of side note to this. There's nothing that drives me nuttier than going into a place and having these people quiz you on what's going on in your life. And I have never been to a barbershop. I usually go. There's one that I frequent most of the time in Massachusetts, but my hair is just so long, I wanted to get it cut. So I did yesterday. And these kids, I know what the boss tells them, make conversation so you can get a tip. Well, I don't want to have conversation. I want to have my hair cut, and I want to be out of there. I don't want to, I'm pleasant, but I don't continue the conversation. Do you? I just have one word answers and then they leave me alone.
See, but I have the same guy. The same guy has been cutting my hair for 26 years.
Yeah. Really?
Same guy. Yeah.
You've been known him forever. That long?
I've known him since I first moved here. I made the mistake one time. I used him, and then I went to a girl that I thought was kind of cute. I was single, so I was like, oh, okay, she's cute. I'll have her cut my hair.
Nice.
And she wrecked my hair.
Really?
Literally destroyed my hair. And I'm like, on air. I'm thinking, oh, my God. So literally I told her, I'm not going back. So I went back to him, and I've had him, Steve, now for, 26 years. I've known him and his wife, Kelly works out with him every once in a while. And his wife's a big, not bodybuilder, but she's a, you know, big fitness girl.
Yeah.
And they're just a great couple. They're actually from Canada, too.
Yeah.
And moved to the U.S. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's cut my hair all up for many, many years.
Well, I think that there's a stability that comes with that. But the point I'm bringing up is that you go into these places, whether they're working on your face, you're working on your feet, you're cutting your hair, whatever it is, and they feel compelled to talk about nothing. And it's just some people like it. I just am not any good at it. I just don't find that it's and maybe that's part of who I am, doing radio programs for as long as I have. I don't like talking about nothing.
Steve and I talk about sports all the time. He used to be a Minnesota Vikings fan. You know, he's a Bucks fan, and you know, so we do that kind of stuff back and forth. We guy talk. Yeah. I don't mind guy talk. I just only hear all the other, you know, the stuff that I really don't care about. I mean, the stuff that's around me that I just can't, it wants me to pull my eyes out of my head.
But what happens, I think, some of the time in this circumstance is that people reveal too much about themselves.
Yeah, you're right.
And it gets used somehow. The information gets used. You don't know who you're talking to. You don't know that she's got a brother who goes and robs houses. You know, they say, well, where do you live? I live in Santa Monica. Oh, well, what neighborhood do you live in? No, I'm not telling you what neighborhood I live in.
No.
I don't want you to know. No, just leave me alone. Cut my hair. I want to get out of here.
So you don't treat it as kind of like an experience.
Nope.
I get my hair cut.
It's a function. It's like eating.
I get my hair cut every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Really?
I have to. Yeah, because the only way I keep looking as good as I do is by...
Well, I've gotten a little shaggy looking the last few weeks and didn't really pay as much attention. But now, because I'm on this kick to look my best and my best, I think that's what we all ought to do that. If you have things to enhance... Or sometimes you can take stuff that's not that good and make it look better because you take care of yourself. You're more kempt. You're more groomed.
Well, yeah,
you're
look
more
at
conscious
ACOS.
Of your.
So I'm looking at ACOS still, and it just begs the question here, John. Yeah. They don't take commercial breaks, do they?
No.
Yeah, they do. Top of the hour, bottom of the hour. It depends. It depends on the product. Yeah. I mean, he's going to do two products here. So he did the laundry sheets. Now he's on a stain remover, which is amazing stuff.
The stain remover.
I'll tell you, I used it. My son's girlfriend, her engine block like blew in on my driveway. So imagine having like five, you know, quarts, almost 6 quarts of oil from a truck all over your driveway. This stuff melted that away. Really? Got it out of the concrete.
I'm just sitting there amazed. I'm sitting there watching talk and dip stuff in oil and dip stuff.
We're
in
doing
water
that too. We're talking. Yeah. We have a little respite now, Richie, from our talk. It's 18 after on My Cool Inventions Radio. John Kremins and Doug Steffen on the air.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. But did I mention I'm made entirely in glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration. They don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles. Ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780.
Past the hour, and
yes,
my
it's 23 past the hour.
I'm just watching Akos, Doug, and John.
Yeah.
And now he's got a car door inside the studio set, which they've spray painted, and now he's putting his Wonder stuff on it right now, and it's taking all of the spray paint off of the car door.
Oh, it does.
How many props do you have to have in there?
He's got that. He has leather. He has the stain remover. He's got all kinds of stuff. I mean, because you have to keep demoing. You don't stop. I mean, you know how we tell inventors when they try to pitch a product, you know, come up with a problem, come up with a solution, and then you better be able to give me so many features and benefits. And that's what he's doing. I mean, every demo.
Well, that's what makes it
right now. Richie, look at that. It came right off.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, so here's the thing. We're talking, if you're just joining us, it's 24 after the hour. This is My Cool Inventions Radio. We're talking about Akos Jankura, who is one of the premier salespeople on these home shopping networks, and he's the inspiration behind a lot of what we talk about here, and he's on the program with regularity along with John Cremins and me. I'm Doug Steffen. The invention specialty area. One of the things that you learn from watching somebody like Akos is how to sell your invention. But how do you become an inventor? How do we stimulate not only adults, but children, or let's say junior high school or senior high school kids? And it's not always about chemistry. It's not about having the experiment in your garage and all that other stuff. One of the things that, hold on just a second. Hello, who's doing that, all that talking? I didn't know
how to talk. Is that your talk me clock or something?
I don't know what. Sometimes I hit stuff and it just starts blah, 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 you know. So how do you get things in your own mind to work? Are you curious? This is, I think, one of the requirements. We have people every day who come on this program, and I think if you're not inquisitive, if you aren't curious about things, how they work, et cetera, then I don't think you're going to be able to do a good job. I just think that's part of what you have to. You've got to have an idea about, even if you're trying to reinvent something, you got to know how the original product works so that you can do things in new ways. Is that one of the? Would you be an inventor? I can't imagine you as an inventor.
No, I improved everything. I improve on everything. I mean, I'm very inquisitive. That's why I am who I am. That's what I do. I mean, I like taking things apart.
Have you ever invented anything?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
If I look at over the year, I mean, I've actually improved on things and made things better. I mean, you know, I worked on my cars and stuff. I don't know. I don't know if I really, you know, say I can say, I've got the most amazing invention ever.
Who's the guy who figured out how to make screens, television screens, or monitors, if you will, connect them to another machine, let's say an iPad or an iPhone, and put video games up on them, or the joystick? I mean, I always say these various things that intrigue me. When I come across them, I just wonder out loud, what kind of a brain creates something like this? People say, well, what kind of a brain does a radio program? Yeah, we all have different kinds of brains. Is there something we do to stimulate it? Is it in your DNA? This is sort of what I would like people to think about. Not necessarily just now, but in general. When you wake up in the morning, do you have an idea in your head? Some people do, some people don't. I always wake up every morning with something going on in my head. Richie will tell you that. And I end the day the same way. My mind is on. I'm thinking about...
He's got 30,000 things in his head.
But, yeah. And I think But would I be a good inventor? No, I'd be a good pitcher for a product. I come up with ideas because I think I'm an idea person. You've got to be that way. But I don't always know that I think these things are done better, whether you realize it or not, in brainstorming sessions. I think you've got to work with somebody.
Well, this guy, the father of the video game, was Ralph Baer. Back in 1966, he started to investigate how to play games on television.
Really?
And then his colleagues, Bill Harrison and Bill Rush, actually created several video game test units, and they gave them to the Smithsonian.
Oh.
So Magnavox had one of the first test units, like these boxes you could play, ping pong.
Wasn't it Commodore 64?
No.
Commodore 64s?
Yeah. In 1967, 1969, Commodore wasn't even around.
Around yet, yeah. All right, anyway, food for thought. A lot of food for thought here as we try to entertain you and inform you the pedicure pedestal with a couple that invented it in the next half hour of My Cool Inventions Radio.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save 50% on the HP OfficeJet Pro 8620.
Offer ends 2/28/15, in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Okay, guys, when it comes to shaving, you've got to check out Harrys.com. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades? Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades are half the price of drugstore brands. Harry's starter set with a razor, 3 blades, and shave cream is just $15 with free shipping. With promo code 5858, you get $5 off your first order. After using code 5858 at checkout, you can get an entire month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's Harrys.com, code 5858.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Let's go. Are you ready?
I didn't hear yes to that.
Yeah, I'm here.
You sound too
quiet. I got my hand slapped because Rich said I went over the break. It's my fault.
Wow, but the rest of the world doesn't need to know that. Nobody really would have known it if you hadn't brought it up.
He slapped my hand hard, I think.
Really?
That's what Zach said.
Yeah, who pays attention to Zach? 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour.
Again, thanks, Doug.
Thank you. Welcome, Zach. John Freeman, Doug Steffen, My Cool Inventions Radio. Richie's helping us along. Zach's helping us along. You're helping us along by paying attention to what's going on. Akos Jankura is on home shopping now, selling sheets or...
He should be on his way back. He got off the air about 8 minutes ago, so I'm kind of hoping. Right. It's only right across the street, right?
So he can help us with this pedicure pedestal we're trying to envision. One of the great things about names, this is a clue for those of you who are inventing, come up with the right idea. If you can paint with just a couple of words a picture in the minds of the people who are going to be interested in your product, that gets you a long way toward developing, I don't know if it's credibility, but success. When I think of pedicure, I think of my feet being massaged. It's a very enjoyable experience. And then when I think about a pedestal, is that the footstool that you put your feet on as somebody is doing this work on your feet? Is it as simple as that? I didn't go to the website. I don't prejudice myself before people who get here. I don't want to know the story. I want to hear them tell me the story to see if I'm going to be encouraged to find out more. I think that's what we have to create here. Images in the minds of people. That's why radio is such a fantastic medium, because you have to use your imagination. There's not much left in the world to your imagination. And radio helps you to key in on what we have around us that we may not immediately be able to envision, but use your imagination. So let's introduce ourselves to Mark and Jeanette Peterson, John.
Well, if anybody's ever done a pedicure on their own, on themselves, or like to cut their toenails, you know how hard that is to do, Doug?
Oh, yeah.
I put my foot everywhere trying to prop it somewhere to be able to even reach it. You know?
Right.
Yep. It was easier when I was younger.
It's a good stretch.
Yeah. As I've gotten older, it's not so easy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, this pedestal actually looks very inventive. If you are watching, if you're at home, and you're on your computer, or near a computer, or tablet, go to mycoinventions.com, take a look on the Vote tab, click it, and you'll actually get a chance to see the pedicure pedestal. So let's welcome in Mark and Jeanette Peterson. Mark and Jeanette, good morning, and thanks for listening to Michael and Benjamin, but also bringing your invention to have it on air.
I think we just had Mark with us.
Thank you for having us on. We really appreciate the exposure, man.
Hey, Mark, thank you. Now, you're from the Tampa area, right?
Yes, I am, just across the bay.
All right, so you come up with a rather unique way, or you and your wife have come up with a unique way to be able to do pedicures and manicures at home instead of having to go out there and have somebody else do it.
Exactly.
So for those that are listening right now, tell us not only how you came up with the idea, but what it looks like, I mean, so that we can kind of get a visual on it.
Okay, just for an instant visual, picture a two-step stool that most people have around the house. Open it up. The top step becomes a tray. You have little places to put your bottles so they don't tip over when you're cleaning the brush off and the polish remover doesn't spill.
Okay.
The bottom step. Remember when you were a little kid and you went to the shoe store and the salesman would pull out the stool and sit on it and you had that little spot to put your foot on while he was putting your shoes, just, you know, putting your shoes on to try them out for size? That is the bottom step of the step stool. So there you have it. It's comfortable to use. You don't have to bend and stretch so far to reach your toes, which is, if you're not 14, is a difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
And you can do it quick and easy at home whenever you have the time to do it.
So Mark, how long did it take you to come up with, you know, this type of design and figure out that maybe this was the way that you could make this work?
Actually, I prototype inventions for other people, and my wife was talking about the inventing process with me, and she said, I'd like something to do my toes at home. Because she's not 14 anymore either. Otherwise, I'd go to jail. But I'm sorry. So the point was that, like, her eyes got big, and she says, you know that stool that the salesman puts your feet on? And my eyes got big, and we talked about it for a second, and it probably took us a day to come up with the design.
Wow. Okay, so now that you come up with the design, you have the aha moment, you've created the design, how long did it take to make the prototype, and have you started to manufacture these?
No, we haven't started manufacturing yet. It took us approximately, about 4 months to come up with for me to actually build the prototype, because I had a full-time job, and I was just doing this in the shop on the side. Yeah. And it took us another year to get everything tight the way we wanted it, that where it was comfortable to use.
All right. So, I mean, have you let other people see it? I mean, kind of like...
Oh, yeah.
We've had the patent on it. All right.
We've had the patent on it for 3 years. We've taken it to a couple of maker fairs, and we've taken it to the Florida State Fair and interviewed people on what they, you know, the color they thought it should come in and how much they thought it should cost and et cetera.
The maker fair, is the maker fair the Tampa Bay Inventors Council thing?
The Tampa Bay Inventors Council attended it, but they have maker fairs all over the United States.
Ones
I've been to, one down in Sarasota and one in Orlando.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you've had a chance. I mean, you've gone out. You had it out and people looked at it. So
yes,
that you got some good positive results out of that.
Absolutely. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on the show.
Very good. Interesting. Okay, Mark, here's what I want you to do, because I'm interested in hearing your pitch, and then I've got a bunch of other questions I'm going to ask you about, you know, what I think about this. And so I've got some questions about, you know, how you built it and everything. So what we'll do, Mark, we're going to let Mark actually pitch the invention. Now, for those of you listening at home, remember, you can vote two different ways. You can vote by going to our website at mycoolinventions.com. You can hit the vote button and vote right there on the page. You can actually see Mark's invention and Mark and Jeanette's invention. Or you can actually text a vote on your smartphone. Text to the number 22333. Put either thumbs up or thumbs down in the text, and then we'll have it live on our website until noon today, and we'll see what America thinks about the pedicure pedestal. So, Mark, are you ready?
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
All right, let's do this thing.
Do you have any idea?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Everyone knows a lady who does her own toes. either because she's too busy to spend time going to a salon, can't afford the cost, or is concerned about unsanitary conditions. But there's a drawback to doing your own nails. Cramped feet from keeping them on the edge of the coffee table or the tub, sore back from bending over too far to reach your toes, and then there's the polish spills from polish remover or the nail polish, leaving stains on the floor or ruined finish on the furniture. This is why we came up with a pedicure pedestal. Picture a folding two-step step stool, the kind a lot of people have around the home. The top step becomes a tray for the tools and places to securely hold the bottles. The bottom step becomes, remember when you were a kid and you went to the shoe store? Salesman pulled out this stool and sat on it and had that little comfortable incline to put your foot on. That's the bottom step of the pedicure pedestal. And there you have it, all wrapped up. And I beat your 60 seconds, didn't I?
But you didn't use the, that means you didn't use the time wisely.
Oh, no.
Make or what? Break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right. So here we go.
Did Acars listen to that pitch?
No, you know what? He just got here. I know you heard him kind of, you know, rumble in here. He just got right here.
I want to know. Mark, I always want to have his shake on this. Is well, if he's listening anyway, go ahead, John.
Well, so Mark, what you missed on this, and I know you. This is what you missed on it. Okay, you did. You gave me the problem. You got to the solution. You gave me some features and benefits, but then you stumbled when it came to the call to action. This is where you need to tell us how we can get it, find it, look at it, see it. If we are interested in it, we want to invest in it or whatever, you need to ask it. And let's ask ACOS, because, I mean, ACOS is the master of the CTA.
Don't ever start your pitch unless you're going to execute it. You got to finish it. And finishing it is asking for the money or the call to action or asking for action. And you got to do it. If you don't do it, you're wasting your time. It's interesting, but it doesn't achieve anything. So you've got to call to action. So work on your CTA, as we call it. And that could be a price offer. That could be a special price offer. That could be a buy one, get one free. It's typical. I am the master at, people always know me as the double drop guy. I'm the guy who'll give it to you and then give you something and then give you something else, a double drop.
Right.
Study it. It's the most important part of your pitch. You should study it. Anything you do on the internet should be the same. You should do a proper call to action on the internet also. Any time you open your mouth to pitch your product, you should be asking for the money, asking for the order, asking for the call to action. Right, Doug?
Yes, absolutely. You got to get. You do. That's why I asked you because you're pretty good at encapsulating this sort of thing. But you really have to, it's so hard to do. There's so many people distracted by so much. You know that the average person is hit with 3,000 images, pitches, calls for action, buy this, do that, go there. This is a day. Think about driving up and down the highway. Look at the billboards. Think about listening to the radio. Right. Think about watching television. Look at the newspaper. You meet somebody in a store. They want you to buy this product or that product. You're getting inundated, so you got to separate what you're selling from what everybody else is selling so they'll pay attention to you.
Got to stand out. You're right.
So Mark, I understand you're not manufacturing these yet, but what are you envisioning
as far as a campaign?
Okay, so you're doing crowdfunding. So, but what are you envisioning as far as a price point? What price do you think somebody's going to pay for the pedicure pedestal?
Somewhere between $55 and $65.
Well, that number's 59.
Yeah.
55 is not a good number. 65 is not a good number. $59.95.
Okay.
You know me, you know I'll always say it's not 20, go to 30. If it's not 30, go to 60. If it's not 60, it doesn't matter.
Why do you think it's that price?
Just from the market surveys we've done, at the Florida State Fair, we interviewed about 380 women that actually showed interest in the pedestal. The Tampa Bay Inventors Council had a booth there, and maybe 1,500 people came by, so that's not too bad as far as numbers go. And it went from $20 for a pedestal up to $100, and the mean was right at about 60.
So I'm gonna pose a question to you, okay? Don't take this offensive. I'm gonna pose a question to you because I've been looking at your pedestal for a long time, as you know. I think women go get manicures.
They do, but there's 20 million women in the United States that don't even go to salons.
I'm thinking that if I'm going to a salon, you know, If I'm going to a salon, it's the pedicure that I would get. Manicure I might do myself, but the pedicure I want a professional to do. What would be your comment about that?
that there's 20 million women in the United States. This is from a publication that deals strictly with beauty supplies. And she said, the publication said that there's 20 million women in the United States that do their own nails, feet and hands, that do not go to salons.
And would that woman have the $60 to spring for the pedestal?
I certainly hope so. I would expect they would.
Do you want to, Mark Peterson, do you want to retire during this? Is this the end goal?
The end game for this is either to license it or sell IP outright and move on to my next product, because I've got three more inventions I want to bring to market.
Yeah, Doug, this guy is a consummate inventor. He's a good guy. We've seen him at the his club there, and we've seen him a couple of years. These guys are invention machines.
Only one.
$59.99. I mean, the place where I would do this, I mean, I would try to get it built, and I would go get a bigger focus group at HSN or something like that. Might be the focus group where you have to license it to somebody in the nail care business who's selling on HSN.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. There's a few brands up there that are, you know, EPI, they call it OPI, for example.
Yeah.
Okay. Hungarian guys, actually.
So let's tell them how we can vote.
Thank you. Good idea. Go to mycoolinventions.com, mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, thumbs up or thumbs down, or text to vote by texting thumbs up, all one word, or thumbs down to 22333. That's 22333. Or you can phone us, 1-888-877-0490.
All right, so now you have your instructions. Go vote thumbs up or thumbs down. And thanks, guys. It's My Cool Inventions at 47 past the hour.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Our nation was built on dreaming big. But will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs, and the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant! Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
No specific credible threat, but high alert nonetheless at shopping malls across the country. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It was this past weekend when a video from Somali terror group Al-Shabaab was released calling on supporters to attack Minnesota's Mall of America as well as other shopping centers across the U.S., Canada, and Great Britain. At Mall of America, an already complex security system has been tightened with an entire team dedicated to monitoring social media while security guards and bomb-sniffing dogs patrol the massive mall. Malls across the country have stepped up security as well. White House spokesman Josh Earnest yesterday did reiterate this.
The intelligence community has said that they are not aware of any specific credible plot against the Mall of America or any other domestic commercial shopping center here in the United States.
In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio says the NYPD is monitoring the situation in light of this latest threat.
We take every threat seriously everywhere in the world. NYPD and our intelligence division is constantly monitoring and making adjustments in our approach all the time.
Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, a bill funding the Department of Homeland Security remains stalled in the Senate. Homeland Security funding runs out at the end of this week. Yesterday, for the fourth time, Senate Democrats blocked movement of a House Republican funding measure because part of it is aimed at rolling back President Obama's executive actions on immigration. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, the market's coming off a mixed day yesterday. Not a whole lot of movement overall. The Dow dropping 24 points, closing at 18,116. NASDAQ was up 5. S&P lost 1 point. After voters approved legislation back in November, marijuana is now legal in Alaska. Starting today, Alaskans who are at least 21 years old can grow, possess, and use marijuana. The new law does not allow Alaskans to sell weed, use it in public, or, of course, drive while stoned. Your chances of getting audited by the IRS are the lowest in a decade. USA Today reports the percentage of tax returns examined by revenue agents fell to less than 1% last year, the lowest rate since 2005. All right, how about a little coffee talk? Apparently, you can drink up to 5 cups of coffee a day without any negative effects. The government report that will be included in the 2015 Dietary Guidelines for Americans says moderate coffee consumption is not associated with any health risks, and in fact, caffeine might actually reduce the risk of diabetes and cardiovascular disease. And finally, we take you to Raleigh, North Carolina, lottery headquarters, where a very special introduction was made yesterday.
I would like to present Marie Holmes.
26-year-old Marie Holmes, who lives in a coastal town in North Carolina, officially accepting her share of that recent Powerball jackpot, the enormous one, $564 million. Marie held one of 3 winning tickets for that jackpot. She chose the lump sum, and after taxes, she pockets $88 million. Marie is a single mother of 4. Her children are ages 7, 4, 3, and 9 months. She said this sudden windfall will make a difference in their lives.
They're going to be able to go to school, not have to worry about paying for it. They're going to be able to live a comfortable life and not worry about struggling.
And how has Marie's life changed since stepping forward? Well, she now has an attorney and a financial advisor, and there's something else, full-time security.
Somebody has to boot me all the time, so, yeah, I'm kind of adjusting to that.
Marie has decided on one thing. She does plan on changing her address.
I'm definitely moving.
Definitely moving, she said.
I always wanted to travel, so, like, this gives me the opportunity to explore my options.
And there was one more question to answer, a question she has tried to answer again and again. Marie, how do you feel?
I have no idea.
Fair to say most of us would have 88 million reasons to say the very same thing. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.